Doctors treating Yasser Arafat say he has slipped deeper into a coma, and a Palestinian leader describes his condition as critical. Those comments came as a delegation of Palestinian leaders were in Paris to see Arafat's condition for themselves. They did so amid tensions with Arafat's wife Suha, who has accused the leaders of wanting to usurp her husband's power. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
With French doctors keeping a tight lid on details of Arafat's condition at the behest of his wife Suha, Arafat's 12 days of hospital treatment in Paris have been fraught with rumors and speculation. Today's visit by the delegation of Palestinian leaders was intended to stop that. But with Suha guarding Arafat's bedside, it wasn't clear if the delegation would manage to see their leader at all. Yesterday, Mrs. Arafat told Al Jazeera Television that Palestinian leaders were trying to usurp Arafat's power and bury him alive. Gilles Dujanchet, a French observer of Palestinian affairs, says Mrs. Arafat's motives do not seem to be about political power.
I think she is engaged in some of a struggle because she has no legitimacy apart to be the mother of his daughter. And she wants to get some guarantee that she got enough money to continue her life and to educate her daughter.
Some of the Palestinians holding vigil outside the Percy Military Hospital in a southern Paris suburb say they think Arafat's westernized 41-year-old wife long ago traded her people's struggle for the boutiques of Paris. One of the Palestinians who gave her name only as Yasmina was outside the hospital when the delegation arrived. His wife, for me, is someone who lived here for 4 years and shopped on the Champs-Élysées. At around noon, the Palestinian delegation arrived at the hospital in a motorcade, driving past the hundreds of journalists who have been camped out here since Arafat arrived nearly 2 weeks ago. 2 hours later, the leaders left the hospital with no comment. But no sooner had they departed than rumors of Arafat's death began circulating again, this time coming from Palestinian sources in Ramallah. Finally, a spokesman for the hospital came out to insist that Arafat was still alive. Since Arafat was hospitalized here on October 29th, the state of his health has been the subject of constant speculation, with Palestinian officials, the Israeli media, and Arafat's wife all providing contradictory reports. Official communiques by the hospital have been few and far between. French officials are said to be losing patience with the misinformation over Arafat's state of health and pushed Suha Arafat to allow the delegation to visit Arafat's bedside. Under French law, Suha Arafat, as next of kin, has complete control over who can visit the Palestinian leader and what information is released about his health. After the delegation had visited the hospital, they went on to meet President Jacques Chirac at the Élysée Palace before holding a press conference at the end of the day. Palestinian Foreign Minister Nabil Shaath told the world's media that Arafat was not dead, but his condition had worsened.
Since last Wednesday, he has been in a coma, and that coma has deepened last night. Having said that, his brain, his heart, and his lungs still function, and he is alive.
Shaath, who said Arafat's 3-year confinement at his headquarters in Ramallah had contributed to his poor health, also ended any conjecture that Arafat would be taken off life support.
I want to also rule out any question of euthanasia. People talk as if his life is plugged in and plugged out. We Muslims do not accept euthanasia.
Shaath said the treatment Arafat was receiving in Paris was excellent and there were no plans to move the Palestinian leader for now. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.